Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This week, Chloe's in the doghouse, David gets fired, and I get unplugged from the Matrix. So let's strap down, strap in, and do this.
This is Just Another Trucking Podcast.
Hello, this is Just Another Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Tom, and I am joined, as always, by my good friends, my co-host. And let's just start with Chloe, who, as far as I'm aware, is hammer drunk at the moment.
Fourth cider.
One second. Just for very quickly, I know we shouldn't be introducing our guest yet. Are you drinking the same thing,
Kevin? I'm drinking British lager.
I thought you were drinking the same thing.
Special Jubilee thing, I don't know.
Wow, super fancy. Right, Chloe, what have you been drinking today? Because you sent us a message which was just garbled.
I'm a little drunk.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I've been on a bit of barbecue today with, by the way, the Roro Posse from my work. And
the Roro Posse. Oh, dear God. There's another t-shirt ready in the waiting.
I love it.
I'm part of the Roro Posse. I've got to give a shout. Hi, guys. I'm still pissed. Basically, I've had three ciders, a pina colada, a strawberry daiquiri, and two Long Island iced teas. Something like that.
I never liked them. I've tried a Long Island iced tea. It's nasty.
It's good. It's good. So
really?
I'm pissed.
Really? David, back me up here.
Are you going to introduce me yet? Or am I just going to go straight into it?
All right, yeah. So yeah, there's also David, who I'm hoping is about to...
He's going to back you up. Oh,
that's right. As the host, I'm supposed to introduce everyone. I remember my job now. It's just occurred to me this second. we do have David, the TikTok star, who's just posting like... Well, let's be honest. Yeah, you're doing quite well on TikTok.
I do all right.
We were just talking to us about a minute ago about how hitting a million views on one of them.
And we're just like, yeah, what? And you're like, yeah, that's normal.
It's not normal. I have a few videos that have over a million.
Exactly.
Own it. You know, but this is the time to push your. David?
I don't like plugging stuff. It's just not at all. It's not my style. You know, just
What? Are you feeling all right?
What? You plug stuff all the time. You are the
serial plugger.
You know what's funny is that you may
he's
not
like one of them infomercials.
For the people who are watching online, because you remember I have a green screen in the back, so I can change whatever I want in the background. Post-edit.
Yes, here we go. Right, let's introduce our guest. Hello, Kevin. Izzy Reviews. How's it going, sir?
Yes, good. Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for having me, by the way. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
Hey, for them people who don't know, and this goes to show that this lad is you know, I feel like some effort and some, I don't know, some appreciation. Are you at a house party?
I cannot deny or confirm what you're talking about.
And he's still come on the podcast. Yes, mate. He's in a garden currently recording this.
What I will say, my commitment to social media and my side time hobby, I guess this is real. I love it. It's very new, so, you know.
How much have you drunken today?
Again, I cannot confirm or deny the amount of alcohol.
Either way, you'll be under the legal limit for Monday, sure fine. Yes. We're all good, son. It's all good.
Oh God. Yeah.
Right. So we have a bit of a segment when we get a new guest on of how did you get into trucking?
Don't you want to talk about merch and, you know, all that first?
Oh shit, yeah. Buy merch.
Jesus.
Right. So how did you get into trucking? Well, I'll plug the merch later. It'll be fine. I've already answered the question.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
You're drunk.
So I was actually in the army, so still kind of And so I got my licenses through that way when I was like 17.
Yeah.
And like fast forward 8-9 years later, I decided to start utilizing it part time, and here I am. But the emphasis behind this whole thing was and driving trucks was it was always with me. Like it's all I ever kind of known. It's the only job I've kind of really done. And so we had a lot of our guys and a lot of people that transition from squaddies to then truck drivers. They don't really have too much of an insight or an idea of what that entails.
What were you in the army? What were you? Were you logistics?
Driver specialist.
Right.
Yeah. any vehicle from like fuel tankers to armored vehicles and stuff like that. That's kind of the MO.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes. Yeah,
it's quite. And somehow, I'm guessing, even if you were deployed to Afghanistan or something like that, and you were deployed to an active battlefield, still better than the M25. So
it moves a lot better than the M25. I'll tell you that much. Oh, sorry. Should I not swear? By the way, we should.
Oh my God, he's just sworn.
Oh my Lord, David.
He swore. David. He said a naughty.
Oh no. Sorry, David.
You're fine swear. I just have to bleep it out.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Fine. We'll bleep it.
I'm gonna start fining our co-hosts and hosts for every time that they swear.
If
there's too much of it, then I'm transferring all the editing over to Tom because I'm done with that. Then.
I feel like we should have a Patreon if we're going to start, because that's the only way we can afford the amount of swear words
we can afford swearing.
Jesus Christ. Patreon coming soon. Also, and I feel like this is a great time to plug the merch. Please, we need go and buy the merch. Go to salmonslap.com. You can get, if you can see it, the lovely t-shirt. They're very nice, these.
And that's a nice pillow.
We've got hoodies.
It's
back there somewhere. Can you see it? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There is some more. Funny enough, actually, I've been talking to someone about.
I'd say, how's the new merch coming on?
Although I feel like this. Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't be discussing this live, should we? We should be talking about this like off air, where we can like kind of talk about all of our secret plans for merchandise and all of that malarkey.
Don't give away the goodies just yet.
Exactly, Sean. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Right, should we move on to our first topic of the day? I'm interested to hear about David's topic.
Can I just tell you about my...
What?
I just thought you'd like to hear about my experience in the week.
Your experience? Oh,
Yes!
Your experience. I apologize profusely, because the midweek.
What did I get to
you
do?
You got to go. I'm trying to think of a way of explaining this without.
We did a collaboration, effectively.
Oh wow, that was much better than how I was expecting.
What were you going with?
I was going to say that you were taken away by a group of men to a basement somewhere and then forced to talk.
Chloe, what do you do for a living again?
That's pretty accurate.
So. We don't talk about the labor incident.
We don't talk about that. Although I did talk about it on this podcast. So
no, did you?
I did. Well, they asked me like loads of questions. So obviously, if you can't gather, I've been on the Doghouse podcast, a little collaboration, and they asked me like, what was my drunken experience? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what's my worst drunken experience? And I was like, I don't know, but I've got a lay-by story.
Yes. David. Was Chloe the best ambassador to send?
No, they started.
We could have picked any one of us, including the producer. Yeah, but I was the closest. And we sent Chloe.
Right, okay, I was the closest.
<our ambassador. laughs>
They started asking me technical questions. I was like, I don't know, I just turn up. You've got the wrong person for this podcast, mate.
So, Kevin, there's another podcast that... We've got some ties to you because we've actually
provide some context
and guests and
yeah.
So it's called in the Doghouse podcast. Absolutely like proper lovely bunch of guys.
Yeah.
They are going to be coming on to our podcast at some point, but I feel like things might get a bit rowdy potentially.
It's going to get mental.
I feel like, do we need to keep them under control?
I think they need, yeah, they're messy.
Dave is just like, no, it'll be fine. Yeah, nothing's worried.
It can't be worse than
I'm just
going to
put a disclaimer on the video saying there's going to be a lot of foul language because I'm giving up on the whole bleeping.
Yeah, I ain't censoring that shit.
We won't have a swear jar up for that day, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay, plugs over, yes?
Sorry, yeah,
Do you have any more plugs?
You may move on.
David, go on. David, just plug it. Just plug it.
I'm not plugging anything.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right, I do want to hear, your topic is one of the ones I was interested in, because I've been, so, bit of background. We do talk about some of the topics that we're going to do.
I don't know about this one.
David, you'll find out in a second. Topic.
Oh no, it's just okay. Because
you're about to tell us.
What products do you stand by? What products have you bought in your life where like this is brilliant? I will always have to have this in my life because it just works absolute wonders. You know, be it drinks, be it cameras, be it you know cleaning supplies and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just wondering, like, what is the products that you just can't help but brag to people about?
Like the first thing that came to my head, and this sounds really, really stupid, yeah. But and I can't think what the brand is, which I know is not very a good start. But at a lot of the moto services, they sell these phone holders that basically they stick onto, like they kind of permanently stick onto your dashboard as such.
Are these the magnet ones?
But the magnetic,
yeah,
and
I've had them.
And every single new truck I've got, I've gone out and I've gone and bought one. It's come in like a black and yellow package, and they are absolutely brilliant.
The best thing I like is because you can get them like with the back of you put them on the back of the phone. Like you can have a popper with it, so you can put your fingers, slot your fingers in your phone, and you can hold it like that.
Yeah, they're a nuisance day to day with like your phone's got an extra bubble in the back.
But they and pop you try- in.
Yeah. Well, the one that I've got, like, it comes like a little metal plate, and you put it between the cover
and the case.
And the phone.
Well, yeah. I keep
and it's just
I keep my metal plate right here in the back. You know, it's as
yes.
you can see.
So
it's,
you've got one.
Oh, absolutely. That was actually one of my products I was going to mention.
Is it really?
It was. It actually was.
Yeah, genuinely, they are absolutely. I have to. And I know there's a few of them, but they are superb.
Now I use keep it. In the inside, but it just wasn't as good. So sometimes I literally will throw my phone onto it, you know, and it'll stick in whatever way it lands, you know.
You can literally chuck it on there and it works. The only thing is the wireless charging doesn't work.
Correct. And I've given up caring about
that. Although I have seen that they do a version.
Yeah, they do, where you can just stick it on like a magnet, yeah.
And it'll wireless charge and it'll be magnetic, which is just bitching. Let's be honest, that's great.
No, I love it. I love it. I can't. That's one thing I have to have. Even if I'm going to be driving for 4 days, you know, I still will make sure that I'll mount.
Yes.
Because it's a double. It's
100%.
The 3M sticky pad. You know, I find that works the best.
I'm gonna let Kevin go next because I think I know exactly what he's gonna say. Kevin, just say it. I know what kind of fanboy you are. You've already said something in the chat. Just say
what?
It.
That beer? Yeah, but well.
No, not that. I you were like, it was will this work on iMac and Apple Pad Pro? I was like, oh, here we go. We've got one of them.
What?
Oh,
no, you guys are Android. No. You lot seem to think you've unplugged from the Matrix.
Apple iPhone? No way.
We have.
No, right. In all fairness, I do have. It's more of a list of items, shall we say. Like, it's not one item per se that I enjoy, but it's basically the middle aisle at Aldi.
Oh, I love that aisle. unnecessary stuff that you go, exactly. Oh my lord, I need this. Is here.
You're gonna have to elaborate on that now for the people who are over in America.
You guys have got Lidl now.
How do we explain this?
So imagine a store that sells all your essential goods from foods and whatnot, and predominantly food, by the way.
No. It sells some of the essential goods, but they're
few.
All. But they had this advertising campaign where basically it's not named brands, but
same factory,
but I also like this one as well. And you're like, you know, you don't. You like the original. Shut up. I know it's cheaper, but don't come up with that.
But essentially, it's basically a store that has all, you know, your normal goods.
It's copy brands, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But like, a fraction of the cost. And
but you've got it out there now. Is it Aldi or Lidl that have now moved out to you guys in America?
I haven't seen them.
Because my brother lives in Phoenix and he literally has got one in his hometown now. He's like, oh my God, it's like being at home. It's amazing.
Yeah, uh-huh. But even as a Brit, I know the reputation of Phoenix, Arizona. So David, do you know when you're walking around Walmart?
Yeah.
And like they've got the little baskets of like things that they've clearly bought cheap from China and they're trying to flog it all.
Oh, it's like a special, like, oh, a Chinese special.
Yes, imagine that, but an entire row. And you walk down it, and even though you know it's crap, and even though you know it's not nice, there's something about going down, and you look, and there's tools, and they've got like a 15-piece screwdriver set, and you think, oh,
you came there for nappies. Like, you go there for nappies, and you come out with a drill, a CrossFit trainer, a yoga mat, which I've never done yoga in my life. Like, so, by the way, this is why I'm not allowed to go Aldi by myself now. I have to.
But it's not even like the trouble is it's not even that cheap. It's just like knockoff versions, like the CN or whatever it's called. You're like, well, it's the same price anywhere else.
I remember walking down there and saying, I sent to Missy at the time, I was like, this is all absolute dog. No one would buy any of this. And she goes, right, well, I'm going to go down there. And I just having a look, and about 5 minutes later, I turn up and I've got an electric screwdriver. And I'm like, I'm going to be honest, yeah, I'm buying it because I feel like I'm going to use it. I used it twice. That was about it. It was really good when I did use it, but there's no use for it other than that. Wow. This is a tangent immediately. Uh-huh. David, what else have you got?
Well, I actually love the Magic Eraser. I know, it sounds silly, but...
That's for the car, isn't it?
No, it's for cleaning hard surfaces. You know, I wouldn't
recommend... Oh, that's the white sponge. Is that one?
I will win so many arguments with that in a way of like, dude, why don't you use the Magic Eraser? Oh, that won't work. As I, you know, go to the car, because I always have them, you know, and...
with the Magic Eraser is we don't have it here.
Oh.
Which makes me wonder...
We do have it here.
Do we have a Magic Eraser?
It doesn't matter, as long as the version of the Magic Eraser.
Yeah.
But
it's not called that, per se. But
is it not? Is it different branding?
Dude, I move like every 2 years, and I have to scrub up every property that I move into. Right, I get posted out every 2-3 years, and that's magical. Like, I agree with Dave. Like, that's
yeah. Like, you could spill, you know, food coloring on a table. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you could scrub it forever with a sponge and soap. Nothing will happen. You know, but the Magic Eraser will get it out in seconds. I know. It sounds like
this sounds brand. Very much like an ad.
It does. It does sound like an ad.
Blue water.
It is awesome. But anyway, that's the number one product for me that I just will always stand by, and I will always have a box of them, and I will always recommend it.
I will say, David in the chat, he gave some examples, and he was like, like tech products, cleaning products. Well, I did think to myself, and the thing is, he mentioned cleaning products several times, which made me think there's something
secretly.
Just actually, one second, David, are you getting paid by Magic Eraser?
No.
Secret plugin. Thank you.
Magic Eraser, now available on all good supermarket shelves.
Go to salmonslap.com. We'll sell it.
Chloe, what kind of products do you like that you just like absolutely love and you keep buying?
Oh my lord. I don't know. I don't buy products. I've started buying pink hair.
You don't buy products.
I love it.
You do not buy products. Your house is currently bare. There is nothing in there. You are like, I'm just going to go ahead and live off grid. You do not buy a single product.
No, but I can't think, you know, like something really awesome that's amazing and changes
just
your life.
Just have a general appreciation like really for everything.
Yeah, just everything's really helpful.
It can just be something like when you walk into a shop, you're going to like, you know what it is you're going to get and you're not going to buy anything else.
It helps you brush your hair.
Hair oil?
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
Yeah, David knows... what you're on about.
It means I can brush my hair. I've got longer hair, right? It gets knotty. David's got beard oil. Same thing.
Wait. Yeah. Have you trimmed your beard?
No.
When? 2 years ago.
It looks straight.
No. It used to be flatter at the bottom.
Oh, like a month ago, I might have. You know, it depends which way.
I thought as much.
Where's the camera?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It grows weirdly. It depends how
this is great for everyone who's listening to the podcast. This is great storytelling.
Just imagine a tidier Gandalf.
Mate, I can do the same. Gandalf can't pull off the beard like well. I was trying to think of what other things. Obviously, there's.
Okay. Is there certain t-shirts that you have to have, a certain brand? Because there's this one t-shirt that I have is like the softest thing ever.
Primani. And,
well, okay. That's never
what
heard of
is it?
Primani.
Primani.
No way.
Primark.
Have you never heard Primani?
Yeah, it's like a.
It's like Armani, but Primark.
It's like the Aldi version of clothes. If you imagine. You know, and I'm talking like there's Primani. No, sorry, there's Umbro, and then there's Primani. So
I know Umbro. I've heard of that one before.
How have you not heard of Primark?
Have you ever have you ever heard of Under Armour?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard of Under Armour.
Okay,
yeah.
that's a product that a lot of people
wear.
Yeah, they like.
Yeah, that's a really good brand.
Yeah, that's quite nice and
we'll
soft.
Say,
as well,
actually, computers. I can actually talk about computers. That is. I think my past three laptops, because I get, for what I do, I get quite high-end laptops, and I go for, I know, it's so Porsche, I go for a company called Utopia Laptops, or Utopia Computers. Well, they're custom built.
Oh, okay.
They're custom built in, they're built in Scotland, and they are phenomenal. Like the service is absolutely, it's unparalleled, and like
okay, how many laptops did you go through to like know this
to work out their service? The seventh one I ordered came so quick.
They're that good. I break them instantly.
I put my laptop in because these things here. Well, I say laptop. It's not. They're not classed as a laptop. They're classed as a desktop replacement.
Yes,
because they're so big. It requires two power packs to power it.
Oh, God. It's
serious.
Like
the power packs, they're massive. They're massive. Each power pack is 350 watts, which, if you don't know about computers, that is extreme. So it's like 600 plus watts between a laptop.
Mega. The normal person doesn't need that, do they? So.
Oh, no. It's someone who's like definitely anally retentive,
or a geek.
And someone that can love the electricity prices that come with them as well.
Yeah, too right.
I will say at the moment, with electricity prices, I have had to unplug one of them and I've had to reduce power to most of it.
I'm in the same boat, actually, because I recently purchased one of those types of laptops, but it was pre-made by Asus ROG.
Asus, yeah.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing.
Is it
butchering.
ROG or is it ROG? I never know. Cause it's Republic of Gamers, is it what it stands for?
But yeah, I mean, they didn't put the full
also,
stops.
Also, it's not Asus.
What is
it? By the way, this is going super. It's Asus.
Tom coming in with
how
the plug-in.
It's pronounced. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
honestly,
you're an Asus.
It's pronounced Asus.
Asus.
Which they had a marketing campaign because it's supposed to be Pegasus. So it's Asus, which.
Why not just call it Pegasus? That's just stupid.
It makes me as amused as my kids recently finding out that there is a planet called Uranus.
Oh,
which
God. Yeah. Good luck.
They
with that
are
one.
Very happy
the best
about this
thing
information.
To learn that. When you're in school, that is amazing news. That
it's
is
a highlight.
So fun. Yeah, that's like your science.
But that's not how it's pronounced, though.
What?
It's Uranus.
Oh, David.
Did you watch Futurama? People change the name to stop that ridiculous joke. It's now called Eurectum. oh, by the way, Kevin,
yes.
I swear to God, we do talk about trucks on the Trucking Podcast. It's
far
not
from
going
it.
Well, though.
We're just truckers. That's all it is.
I've got a question for Kevin. Now, you do reviews, correct? What do you review?
The shifts that I do. So I predominantly work for different agencies and just different types
so
of shifts.
A bit of everything.
So the emphasis of the channel was reviewing the different type of work that I do.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I thought it was like
by giving an insight, this truck gets a 6 out of 2. Do you know what I mean? 6 out of 2.
it's
really good. 2 out of 3 times.
This is quite a good idea, actually.
This is genuinely something I thought about. I thought about doing something
Tom,
like this.
All you do is tippers.
Shut
How can
up.
You do that?
Right.
Tippers are like 10 out of 10. Woohoo!
Well, it was Dazza that actually kind of got me onto thinking about it and actually going around and trying out the different jobs and stuff like that. The only issue is there are... And I don't think you've got the same issue yet, Kevin.
Yeah.
But as the channel grows, I find that companies, for some reason, they shouldn't.
You're taking a long time to explain this.
Get the top, get the please.
Get the fucking point.
Just give me a second.
Sorry.
Companies, sometimes I feel like
I'm gonna have to edit this down.
The words social media, and they immediately themselves, and they're like, "Oh my god, social media! We cannot have that out there." But the fact is, I think when you're doing social media, I mean, prime example.
I think it's a positive.
I genuinely think one of the best examples is David. He's a phenomenal.
David?
Yes, you.
Yeah, you, David.
Yes, you. You bell end. Because I think that. Whereas, I think maybe me and Chloe. We try to represent the company in the best way possible.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of extra personality that goes into it, which some people can get offended by. Whereas David is a very educational, factual sort of,
I think that's because David actually kind of knows what he's on about.
I've lived it.
Are you saying that we don't? Oh, no, we don't actually know that, yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. I think you're right in a certain way.
Have you had any pushback, Kevin, on... Have you had any pushback on companies not happy with your recording?
So this is the beauty about it.
He doesn't care.
I don't depend. Yeah, I don't give a I'm in a sweet position where this is something I do part-time. And, you know, if that happens, then cool, scrap it, move on to the next one. I don't waste any time or I don't kind of get caught up in it, should I say.
Have you had any companies that are not very happy with it?
Not really. I mean, I explained to the agencies I sign up with that I'm doing this and, you know, this, you know, my MO and stuff. So please let the employers that are needing me know that this is something that I do.
I do think you are in a very unique position.
Yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of people that are learning, like have just learned to drive, would go to your channel just to see the experiences you get. So they kind of know what they're in for, really.
I
agency is the best way to learn.
Yeah, because the thing is, everything that I put up content-wise is issues and stuff, me addressing stuff that I spent years of mistake, like loads of times making these mistakes and going through these issues and not having anyone to kind of ask about or I did ask, but they weren't very forthcoming, should I say. So I thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do this, make the mistakes. Yeah, make the mistakes and hopefully provide people with a bit of a don't do this or, by the way, utilize these agencies on these type of shifts or these type of job opportunities as a way of getting the experience that you need for that stepping stone of potentially getting that good job or not necessarily the dream job, but, you know, with that in mind. And to be honest, I started off with the purpose of this as I love driving, always have done it since I was 17. And I, during COVID, done a lot of like media production stuff with like my work, like, you know, military advertisement videos and stuff like that, and all of that stuff. And I just put both of them together and I decided, yeah, this is actually something I really love to do. And if you love doing it, then like you said, when you do meet that, those negative comments or those idiots, or if you have anything like that, company saying, you know, we don't want anything to do with that, or your negative stuff, all of that stuff, you are literally in the position of, well, I love doing this anyway. I don't see it as a job. I don't see it as a source of income. I just see it as something I love to do. So on to the next one. See you later.
It's a hobby that does earn you some extra cash. That is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And don't get wrong, I think I have had some messages, people saying, oh, you must be earning this and that and that. You are wildly mistaken. if you think I'm earning that amount of money, then you are very mistaken. I would love to, but not likely.
I'm happy enough to, I'll even be open as to say the fact that I'm not even at the stage where I'm earning 10p a month from it. So I'm like, there is nothing gained financially for me on this at the minute. But if there is, then it's a bonus. Do you know what I mean? It's
to help share.
I've researched YouTubers a lot, and I've always been a YouTube kind of kid growing up. And the one thing that sticks out from every single person, and you guys might be able to vouch for this, is that if you don't start off doing it because you like doing it, you'll eventually just stop doing it. If the success doesn't come, or if you hit kind of like a climax or a plateau, or, you know, you're starting not to get the same traction, you'll just stop doing it. So I don't know, what's your thoughts on it? My thoughts are, if you enjoy doing it, then regardless of what the outcome, you know, you'll keep going with it.
Yes, but, and I don't know if you guys ever find that where you're putting out a video, and so I've put out a couple of videos which I've been very happy with. I feel like I've put the maximum amount of effort into, and the videos that I do are highly, highly edited. There are potentially on some videos in excess of 10 hours of editing.
Put a lot of effort into it.
A huge amount. And you kind of, you do everything that you need to do, and then you put out this thing, and you look at the thing and you're thinking, why did I bother?
It's not so bad.
Why did I bother?
When you realize you spent 3 hours in your room.
Exactly. And you're thinking, well, no, if like, it's literally like 10 hours. That's like, that's a full Saturday afternoon going out and doing things. And I've just done that. And I'm getting, like, and it comes up, and I hate it. I hate it, but I also love it at the same time. The analytics where it shows place that video comes up, and it comes and goes. It's running an eighth out of 10, and you're like,
I put so much effort, but then you find the ones you don't put effort into, and you just think, oh, I'll just get a video out, just for, you know, I've enjoyed doing it, quickly get it out, and then that does like amazingly well, and you're like, I put no effort into this.
You put this thing and you've got a nice clickbait title. Yeah. You've got some really good stuff going on there. You've posted it on social media, and then it's doing terrible. And then that other one that you've put out, which you just shoved it out there.
Yeah.
And you're coming at number one, and you're thinking, how is this possible right now? Why does YouTube hate me?
It's so random. It's really random. Right.
What was the original topic?
Products.
I think it was a question. David to myself.
Oh, it's yours.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
20 tangents later, we are back to David now.
Welcome to the Tangent Podcast. Right, shall we have Kevin? I'm interested to Kevin's is a revisit, but it's always a very fun revisit.
Oh no, what is it?
I wanted to bring in and get your experiences on this, on what are some of the worst things that you've done as a trucker. You know, they can be, you know, I want to clarify on this. If you're listening to this, okay, just know that you have also okay, when within your first few months of trucking, you up. So don't judge me, okay? Just listen. But yeah, I wanted to pose that forward and just basically ask everyone, like, what are your biggest f-ups? And What other big cups you've witnessed or seen on social media?
No, I'm not really sure what the question is. Could you give us an example?
Oh, thanks, Tom. Okay, right. This one. Oh, this is gonna suck. But right, just bear in mind. Okay,
whatever it is. It's a legend. One of us, if not all of us, can beat it.
I don't know. This one's pretty substantial. Right. So this was back in like my young army days. I was driving a fuel tanker, shall we say, and we had about 20.
Oh, no, this is not gonna go well.
I was in Canada. I was 18 in Canada. Recently passed all my my stuff and that, fully qualified. Right, Kev, you know, take this fuel tanker to this grid location, blah, blah, blah. Right, so I go down there, got 20 tons of fuel in the back, and I start going, boom, get to where I need to go, and I start setting up, you know, this kind of mobile petrol station type thing, as you can kind of imagine. The problem is that when we fill up certain tanks and stuff, these the hoses are pressurized to what you set. You can set them up to pump out like 100 liters a second. It's crazy. So I had turned, I didn't realize I had turned the valve up quite a lot. I had turned the valve up a lot and boom, ready to go. And as soon as I pressed this nozzle, because of the pressure, it wouldn't stop coming out. As soon as I pressed it, I literally hundreds of liters of fuel just started going up everywhere. And you're in the middle of like kind of like nothing's there. It's just you and a couple of boys watching this fuel just spill out everywhere. I'm like a deer in headlights, just trying to keep this hose from like knocking someone out. No one else knows how to stop the fuel in the truck because they're all in the air going everywhere.
At this point, it's gone.
Are you talking? Is this like a fireman's? You know the fireman's hoses that you see?
Yeah. It's like an armored hose. Like this thing is.
That's what we're talking.
That thick. Right, for those guys that are listening to this, okay, you know, it's round about the width of your neck, so to speak. And this hose, I'm on top of one trying to basically stop it from going, like riding it like a horse. And I'm failing miserable at this. Like, by the way, I have failed already, like before it's, and then the other ones, no one's on it and no one knew how to stop it. And about 3 minutes went by. I decided to ditch it. I hit the stop button. And that was my story on, you know, fuck up. I basically spilt about five tons of diesel in the middle of Canada, really.
Wow.
So that was great. Yeah.
Where in Canada? Is that what you said?
Medicine Hat near Vancouver.
That's a good reference because currently with fuel prices,
well,
that's worth money right now.
The cherry on the top is if you spill fuel out in certain place in that area, because it's a national kind of trust area, they have to dig for every 500 liters. They have to dig a certain amount. So now there is a crater that everyone now knows as Crater Kev.
No way.
Yeah, this went big. This is big. Like every squaddy out there knows like this thing's called like Crater Kev. Oh. So yeah. That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's better than my name.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That is the best one I think we've ever heard.
Crater Kev.
I can't even top that one.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm trying to think of what.
Someone please, come on, think a bit quicker. Let's move on for Crater.
Okay. I know the most damage I've done, or the most costly thing I believe I did.
Oh, let's talk costly. Yes.
I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't remember how much it was, but there was an awning. Do you call it an awning over there? Basically, it covers the trailers when they're backed up to the dock. You know, just a roof.
Just a roofy bit. Yeah,
a roofy bit, but anyway, it was like 20 docks long, but it covered the truck and the trailer, so it was very long as well, deep wise. You know what I mean? So when you're backed up, you're in shadow, you know. And of course, they had me back up into dock 10 or 11. All right, but there was a pole right next to it. All right, big yellow pole, couldn't miss it. You could not miss this pole. Doesn't matter or whatever. Right. All right, that's cool. All right, so and there was no docks. The parking lot was completely empty. There was way more than enough room for setting up. All right, so I set myself up. I'm like, all right, there's the I'm looking in my I can't remember, left or right hand mirror or whatever. I didn't stick my head out the window because I was perfectly set up straight. All right, there's the yellow pole. Okay, I'm just going to keep backing up. There's the yellow pole. Oh. Backing up. Let's adjust a little bit. And all of a sudden, I came to a stop. What the fuck? Why am I stopping? And I'm like, I just, you know, maybe I ran over, I hit a, I don't know, a chalk or something, you know, maybe a wheel chalk. Okay, so I get out. Oh, fuck. I told the pole I was looking at, there was actually two poles. One was halfway down the dock and one was actually in the front. So the pole that I was looking
That's not fixable. That doesn't sound fixable.
Yeah, so basically that awning was now, because I ended up knocking that concrete pole out of the ground. And now the awning... Now the awning was pointing downwards, you know, and so basically it was, instead of this, it was this. I know. Sorry for the audio people. I just don't know. I tried audio. But anyway, so
I've seen the guy doing, kept being caught on one of them things.
The poles.
The poles. On the floor.
Yeah, this is why I brought this up, because I wanted to ask you lot if you had seen the video.
Is that the one where he gets stuck and then he shoves?
He gets the cab through. We've seen that. He gets the cab through.
Yeah, David, then... we've posted this on the group it was an American trucker, and he was obviously in a dock somewhere. And the bollards that you're talking about, the kind of the ones that are in the ground, I don't know if he hadn't seen it.
No, he's definitely seen it.
No, this is different than what David was talking about. So, Dave, we're on about the, you know, the bollards that are on the floor, maybe in front of like important buildings and places like that they don't want vehicles to go through. Absolutely. So these solid concrete blocks, bollards like that, were there, and he managed to get the cab through, but he didn't manage to get the trailer through. And I think he was just that pissed off with life itself.
He thought,
screw it, I'm just going to fucking floor it and see what happens.
And I remember that.
The chassis is underneath.
And it keeps going.
That's the part that gets me. It's the fact that he just keep going. At the end of it, he's like, yeah, it's damage is done.
Let's just do it.
All right, so we had some technical difficulties there, so let's carry on. Welcome back, Kevin. He has a phone charger now.
Yeah.
So are you charging from the...
Honestly,
like electrical issues, but...
If I showed you the setup right now...
It's bad.
I need to be at home for this. This is like when you're 12 years old and you're trying to record a YouTube video and all you've got is like a... dash cam that you found off the floor.
Next time we'll nail it, son.
All right, so we were talking about that he was that video that you've all seen right now.
He basically ripped the back axle off and just drove off, and he just kept going.
I want to interview that guy. I'm like, what were your thoughts when you kept going? Because now you're driving with no axles whatsoever. Your tires are behind your truck.
Just dragging it.
Thing is, we've all driven as well, so it's not like he could be like, oh, I thought, you know, I didn't feel anything pulling. Like, no, you definitely did, mate. Like,
David, yours couldn't have been that bad, though.
Oh, it wasn't. No, it wasn't that bad. But as in, like, the cost? I don't know. It's just when the... Because I ripped that concrete pole out of the ground. Like, it was out of the ground. And now that roof is now... pointing downwards towards my trailer, you know. realistically, there wasn't that much damage done to my my trailer. There's a little bit of a damage up on top because it was pretty solid up there where I hit. And you know, again, they had to use a crane. From what I heard, because I was fired. they straight up fired me for that one. Yeah, because that was, it was just like I was confident. I didn't think, I was just backing up. I didn't have any obstacles. I just, whatever. I said that would probably, I backed up thousands of times before that. You know, I was just stupid. You know, I think they fired me for a good reason.
Listen,
you know?
The fact is, you're an idiot.
Absolutely. And I f-ing learned.
You hit a roof, something that which I have never done anything so stupid as to hit a roof.
Hang on a minute.
I don't think we need to talk about it anymore. No. I don't need to talk about anything else. We don't need to talk about
totally
anything else.
Did
it's
that,
fine.
You little...
Okay, don't worry about that. Shall we do Chloe's topic? Because we are... And we'll get to Chloe's topic. So I think you've got a nice trucking topic, haven't you, Chloe?
Yeah, alcohol.
What? Wait. Well, that was it.
What's your go-to beverage?
My go-to beverage, Jesus Christ.
Well, that is a good topic, man.
Yeah, what is your go-to beverage?
Go on.
I have different beverages, right? I want to get your thoughts on this because I've got different beverages for like different occasions, if that sounds okay. So like family barbecue, right? You'll have a couple beers, couple lagers, couple of IPAs if you're feeling fancy. And then like nights out, you know, you just have...
Oh, yeah. Like, IPAs, those IPAs, like
that. Yeah.
Indian pale ales, yeah, they're quite a thing.
Yeah.
What a,
like if I'm having like a chilled.
What's an IPA?
It's an Indian pale ale.
Is it from India?
Indian pale ale.
Tom, are you
ale
British, mate? What's going on here?
Have you never heard of it? That's what it's called.
No.
I'm going to change your fucking life.
It's like
mate.
It's a craft beer. Buy. It's if you like beer, I hate beer, but I've been told it's good.
It's nice. It's
I don't like it. It's very hoppy. There's just yes, they make it very dark and very strong tasting. And I'm not a fan. I don't mind drinking it after I've had like five other beers that I do like. Does that make sense?
See,
you ever find
Britain,
yourself able to drink a lot more of other stuff that you wouldn't normally drink?
Yeah, I think
it occurs to me
big thing
that this is
now.
Going out on Monday morning. And there's drivers that are currently sad. And all we're going to do is talk about alcohol. And all I can say is, we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. I don't care. See, I like cider, but I also like venturing out on like a little pina colada and things like that. And then if I really want to go crazy, I love like amaretto, just a bit of ice. Oh, so good.
I love my Baileys and ice. I really love that straight, but I can't drink it without ice. I can't drink it straight out of the bottle. It just is absolutely terrible.
Like water,
it needs to
be ice
cold.
Watered down a tiny bit.
Yeah,
like,
you got a bit of ice.
Or at least ice cold.
There's a new one called, you know, like amaretto. So I love amaretto, and there's now an amaretto white or something, and it's basically Baileys and amaretto in one. I really want to try that.
Listen, I am a 6'10" behemoth of a Cumbrian northern just man. I do like a glass of white Zinfandel.
No judgment, I just wasn't expecting that.
I also like a Disaronno and Coke. They're my go to's. Don't like beer. There you go.
To be fair, the older I'm getting, like, you know, the less beer I'm liking. But more so what it's doing to me. Like,
well, I was going to say, are you enjoying the beer less, or are you just enjoying the effect less?
No, the effects still remain the same, but my wallet and kidneys, it's, you know, it's a bit of a different situation.
It's the hangovers
now.
Like, that get worse, though.
Yeah, I mean,
literally.
I think the problem was, like, when you're like young, when you're under 25, this is my experience. I'm sorry for the tangent. When you're under 25, like, you can drink like serious amounts, wake up, and your body's like, cool, like you're okay.
It. Do it
you know,
again. Yeah.
Just get on with it. You got a day of, you know, whatever. After 25, like now, what I'm finding out, I'm 26, by the way, if you're listening. I know I look young if you're looking at the video, but nonetheless, when I got to like 25, 26. And like I woke up the next morning, oh God, like just death. I just felt like death. Like
just
I now need
overnight.
A day off after my day off.
I mean, like, me and David, obviously, as someone who we're about 26.
Oh
ourselves.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
I'm actually 20. I just turned 27.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm almost 27. A few.
A few decades ago. Yeah, okay.
Fuck you, Chloe. Wow. Wow. So anyways,
like
we are looking
ago.
For a new co-host.
So, Kevin, you interested?
Yeah, we got a young one lined up here.
Just give me more... electricity and, you know, not a house party, and then we'll be good. Yeah.
Allegedly.
A roof would have been nice.
Yeah, literally. I'm under a gazebo, by the way, and it's chipping down a little bit. Just to set the tone a little bit.
We appreciate the levels. We appreciate the effort that you've gone to.
But
there.
Good topic, Chloe. Those are my go-to drinks. Just letting you guys know.
I'm a beer guy. I've been drinking beer since I was. Mom, this is where you turn off the podcast. Okay. I beer since I was 14, and you know, but as in like, but I know I just
so
I didn't mind
Guinness,
it. I have
Irish.
Or is I no, true? Actually, you know, weirdly enough, I don't drink Guinness in Ireland. I drink Guinness in America, which is was like
why is it different?
It is different. I think Guinness in Ireland is very sour. I would say. I think sour is the word, or bitter.
Okay.
And I'm not a big fan. And here's the thing. Now, when I growing up, I tried Guinness once, and I drank it the entire night because there was a promotion. You got these every time you bought a Guinness.
No.
If you bought a Guinness, you got a scratch card, and then you'd scratch out the whatever, and it would whatever year price the Guinness cost on that particular year. Sorry, however much the Guinness cost on that year, that's how much you actually paid for your next Guinness. And so sometimes I was only paying a penny or 5 pence or whatever. I'm like, cool. You know what I mean? So we all got, again, I'll drink Guinness if it's that cheap. But I remember that it was just terrible. And I avoided it afterwards for years and years and years and years and years. And then somebody in America.
Could it not be the fact that the barrel was pretty much done and they were trying to get rid of it?
So I know, right? and then 5 years later in America, somebody bought me a Guinness. I'm like, oh, I hate Guinness. I'm like, God, it was in a bottle.
I was going to say, did they buy it to you because you're Irish?
Yeah. But I ended up loving it. The weird thing about it, I ended up loving it. I was thinking, all right, maybe now that I'm older, you know, your taste buds change. You start liking stuff that you didn't like when you were a kid or whatever, right? And all that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, it's awesome. So I started drinking Guinness all the time. Then I went back to Ireland. I'm like thinking, all right, let's get an extra nice pint. All right. So I asked for a Guinness. I'm like, oh. This tastes just like it was when I was a kid. I was like, so
oh,
really?
Right, okay. That's just how
David,
it tastes.
What about, have you tried one from the Guinness factory? I'd like your thoughts
I have.
On that.
I've been to the one in Dublin. And
what do you think?
Yeah, no, it was the same. It tasted just like it is anywhere in Ireland. But the bottled ones in America, or even the pint ones from the tap or whatever, right? They just taste different. I don't know what's going on. I thought it was just maybe a mental thing, but no, it's just like I straight up just do not like Guinness in Ireland. I know we've lost all the Irish subscribers right now, and I'm really sorry that I have failed you guys. But you know, it's just See, here's the thing: most Americans, when they come to Ireland and they have a pint, they say that Guinness tastes way better, 10 times better in Ireland than it does in America. And
like, placebo effect.
Okay,
I'd say.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's because you're in Ireland, isn't it?
But yeah, I'm a beer guy. I'm a,
there you go.
My favorite is actually Widmer Hefeweizen. There's a brewery up in Portland, Oregon. They make Hefeweizen
Never heard of it. Sounds random.
Okay, have you heard of Blue Moon?
Yes.
Nope.
They usually put the orange slice on the top.
Yeah, it's actually in the same category as that, but you actually prefer, but most Hefeweizens you put lemon. But yeah, I like the lemon.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. So no, you're correct. No, you're correct. It is an orange with Blue Moon. It is.
Thank God.
But
just thinking of random fruits. Either that or the last couple of Blue Moons I've had, like the bartender's been just out of luck and started chopping up anything.
Here's a pineapple. Yeah. Throw it in there.
And I think on that note, talking about beer, I think that's it for this week. Has anyone got any notes?
No.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Quick plug for Kevin.
Definitely shout out. Shout out.
I'm gonna put it on the screen anyway. There you go.
Channel,
cool.
Yeah.
Just to anyone that's listening or anyone that does go and end up checking out any of my content, just want to say, hopefully you find some of it useful, and hopefully it helps you in any sort of way. Thanks for everything. Really.
There you go.
Cool. Check out Izzy Reviews, isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't watched. How did you get this far? And we shall see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.